Humility is agreeing with the truth of who he says you are. You are royalty. You always have been, you always will be. The enemy's just battered us with deception. All of that mist and bondage is clearing off the children of God now. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And in today's time together, I want to share with you guys a very recent, extraordinary encounter that I had with Jesus, where, again, as he always does when he visits me, as many of you will know who've been listening to me for a while, every experience I have with Jesus is him showing me something more of what he's doing amongst all of us, amongst his bride. And it each one is an invitation. So I encourage you, as we begin our time together, for you to let go of all, if you can, just let go of everything in your external world and really lock on to what Jesus is saying to you. This is what I always say at the beginning of every time in our international mentoring community. The most important thing is that you experience Jesus for yourself. What I'm sharing with you is his invitation for you to go deeper into experiencing him, right? So that's my whole heart, is that what I share will enable that in your life, because I'm sharing obviously revelation that he's given to me, which is for the empowerment of all of us. So I pray for grace on you right now as I begin to share, that what he's given to me will become your experience too, and that your life will radically change from hearing what I'm about to say, that you really will experience in this way. And yeah, even things that have been overwhelming for you, problems in your life, will be massively changed as a result of what I share with you today. Your just everything will change, your internal understanding of who he is and your own identity and how you see life. Everything will gain perspective, right? Your whole life will suddenly sit in the context of divine perspective, of the truth, of the power of who our God is and who we are to him and in him. So amen, amen. Okay, so the encounter that I had is very recent, and it was on the 30th anniversary of the physical visitation that I had from Jesus that radically, completely changed my life. I went from understanding life to be one way and my identity to be one way. And in a moment where I saw Jesus standing in front of me, wow. Wow, everything changed. An understatement. Everything in my life became unrecognizable as a consequence. And standing in the presence of the one who is perfect love, here with the radiance of who he is shining off his skin, pouring out of his eyes. It was, you know, he is perfect love. It was pure love. The power of pure love was hitting me and just flooding my whole being with him, and integrated me and poured through me and dissolved the trauma of that had come as a result of historical situations that I'd lived through in my life. And obviously, being with him, I realized he is the resurrected King of Glory. He is our servant King. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is absolute love. And everything is the truth. The gospel is the truth, right? And who he says we are is the truth. We are his living image. We are children of God. And so that was what I was sitting with Jesus, thanking him for on the 30th anniversary of him visiting me. Thanking him, just so full of gratitude. And then suddenly the spirit realm opened up. and I saw Jesus standing in front of me. He was not physically there. He was there in the spirit realm. So I could see him clearly. And I was just sobbing with gratitude, so aware of his love, so aware of his goodness. And he handed me a folded up robe. So when he visited me physically, he was wearing, for those of you who haven't heard me share this before, he was wearing a long beige garment. And he handed me that garment, and immediately revelation, understanding flooded into my spirit that the robe he was giving us, so hear this for yourself, represented the capacity expanding inside of each one of us now, because Holy Spirit's inside of us, the capacity to walk like Jesus did, to be internally clothed in humility, able to fully yield and trust the Father with everything continually, to be compelled and motivated by compassion, by his love, because we're now one with him, right? One heart, one mind. He's increasing our ability to be really synchronized, really connected into the reality of our union as we see Jesus walking with the Father in that synchronized, yielded oneness, that relational connection. And so therefore he was able to express the Father. So of course, that's what we do now, right? We have the incredible privilege of being carriers of God, and so able likewise to lean in, be connected, hear, see, feel him, be clothed ever expansively in the virtue of his nature, and able to reveal him. And so that all of that understanding began to flood afresh into my spirit, that he was expanding, increasing our capacity. And that's what the robe represented. As we received this gift from him, we would receive that supernatural impartation to be able to walk more completely like Jesus walked, and as he was on the earth. And we see him that way and how he lived his life. So therefore we can also now, because of his spirit inside of us. So then the robe began to unfold, and inside of it were three things. The first thing that I saw was a golden ruby ring, and immediately understanding came into me from Holy Spirit was that it was the ring of the Father. Wow, feel his presence. And again, revelation just moved through me that this ring represented a supernatural enabling from Holy Spirit regarding the certainty of our identity as children of the household of our Father of Yahweh. So our hearts would begin to enter into an increased stability and security and strength, knowing absolutely who we are, our value, our worth, the provision that's available to us. So the gold, the ring was very substantial. The gold represented the unlimited provision of the Father's house for his children. The ruby represented royalty, that our hearts would be absolutely stabilized, completely convinced and secure regarding our identity. And the enemy's attempt to define who we are to our hearts, that assignment would be completely broken off our lives. So this was a very deep and very moving, like I was saying, I was just sobbing all the way through this experience. It was very deep and very moving as I received the ring, and received the ring and the robe for all of us, because I was aware I was personally being impacted by this encounter, but it was very much for all of us. The third thing, the item that was wrapped in the robe, was a scepter. It was, again, revelation came into my spirit, it's the scepter of Jesus, and it was the supernatural ability increasingly to extend the governmental authority of Jesus into every situation and every life that we encounter. So what we decree, coming from a place of certainty regarding our identity, certainty of the authority that we carry, from a place where we are deeply resting, deeply trusting, just in that exquisite internal state of heart where no matter what, moment by moment, situation by situation, person by person, no matter what, we are just living in that state of trust all the time. Supernatural faith dispensing through us, trusting, certain, no unbelief attacking us, no ability for the enemy to get at us, nobody else other than the Father able to define our identity to our hearts, just this incredible place of stability. It was amazing to, I was experiencing the expansion that's coming to all of us through this invitation. And then the final item was, there was the robe, there was the ring, there was the scepter, and then there was a silver trumpet. And immediately I understood that the silver trumpet represented the speech of God. So the silver representing in this encounter, purity. So this capacity being released to us to release the pure sound of God's speech, his intentions out of the overflow of our mouth, his heart would speak. And I felt in that there's a grace right now for all of us to receive this and to also at one and the same time step out of any entanglement that we've been in where we've used our mouths inappropriately. So the speech that will come forth is royal speech, is the speech of the Father, like I said, you know, is an overflow of his heart, his intention. We, as one with him, will begin to speak forth the oracles of God, the intention of God. And where many of us have been periodically tangled up in gossip and slander and negative internal self-talk and just unclean humor, or just any way, you know, where we have not understood the value of other people appropriately, where we've judged people by the way they show up temporarily in life as a result of their own trauma and difficulties, all of that is changing. And what will happen is there won't be this mixture. There won't be this misuse of our mouth anymore. And it's not for any of us to feel condemned. It's just Holy Spirit's highlighting this so we can untangle from it and step away from the enemy being able to affect our life this way, because the Lord wants to turn the volume up on our effectiveness so that what we're saying is releasing power, because we empower realms, right, through our speech. If we're in agreement with the word of God, we frame up life. We release blessings over people, like the life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? Like the word of God says, we have the power within us. Whew, Holy Spirit. We have the power because of Holy Spirit inside of us as we're tuned in to what matters to his heart. We have the power to come in agreement with him, to speak a thing forth and see it established. Like it says in Job, you know, what we say will be established. And so when we're speaking forth his intention, we start to frame up God's will on earth. And the enemy knows this. He knows the power of who we are. He knows that we have delegated jurisdiction here to steward this realm in partnership with the Lord. And he's trying to get expression through us, particularly through our mouths, by contaminating the state of our heart, right? And so there was a grace that came as we received this silver trumpet to be able, wow, to be able to speak powerfully, purely, the word of God, and to see his kingdom coming on earth. So, and then the Lord said to me. He spoke from the word of God. I'm just going to read a couple of the scriptures to you. So he said to me, the greatest among you will be the servant of all. Matthew 23:11. The greatest among you will be the one who always serves others from the heart. And I understood as he was speaking to me that all of these pieces were being given to us, this expansion of capacity was happening inside of us so that we could reveal the servant king. We could reveal him through our lives and release his inheritance to others. And so he began to expand my understanding regarding what this means, who he is as the servant king, what his inheritance actually is, how we can bless others, what supernatural serving actually is, the power and the privilege of that way of life. So it's not about knocking ourselves out, right? Doing everything for everybody else. I mean, of course, we're to serve practically people, but this is about a supernatural serving that reveals the authority and the love of God and transforms people's lives and sets them free from every form of false identity, right? Because people are walking around the planet, as we know, we did until Jesus came into our lives, as kidnapped royalty in false definitions, understanding our identity to be something that it isn't, understanding life to be something that it isn't, until the Lord opens our eyes and we begin to see the truth. And so what happens is we're all walking through life reacting to one another, you know, positively and negatively, horizontally, continually, emotionally reacting to each other. The Lord wants to free us from that through this fresh empowerment to know him as the servant king and reveal him and have that supernatural ability to walk as he did, right? Primarily as the servant king, with a stable, secure heart. Like I said, knowing that we are children of our Father, able to reveal his intention, able to release his authority, able to release the inheritance of Jesus to others. So what does that mean? Okay, so just let me read a few scriptures to you. Holy Spirit, this one blew me away. These are the scriptures that the Lord spoke to me through. Okay, so I'm just going to read a few of them. And then I want us to just receive each piece and shift into this different level of capacity supernaturally to know him and reveal him this way and move through life in a different level of effectiveness. So John 13:3-8, now Jesus was fully aware that the Father had placed all things under his control, for he had come from God and was about to go back to be with him. So he got up from the meal and he took off his outer robe and took a towel and wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. There's a profound revelation embedded in this scripture. So just listen to this with your powerful spirit. But then Jesus got to Simon Peter and he objected and said, I can't let you wash my dirty feet. You're my Lord. Jesus replied, you don't understand yet the meaning of what I'm doing, but soon it will be clear to you. Peter looked at Jesus and said, you'll never wash my dirty feet, never. But Peter, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, Jesus responded, then you will not be able to share life with me. So what is Jesus saying to the disciples there? What is the revelation he's wanting us to understand? Just listen to this. These are the footnotes for this scripture in the Passion Translation. The sandal, which is obviously what the disciples were wearing, is often used in covenants of inheritance in the Hebrew culture. Every defilement would be removed, taken off, washed, so that they could place the sole of their feet upon the new covenant inheritance. Let's get this. By removing their sandals and washing their feet, Jesus was showing them that he was granting them a new inheritance, his own inheritance. He was moving with them in that moment as the servant king, and he was giving them a revelation, understanding that they were about to inherit his own inheritance. They were entering into a new covenant, and that's what's happened to us, but we don't fully understand what it means. Now just listen to this. What is the inheritance of Jesus? Listen to these scriptures. Ephesians 1:22. God has put everything, Holy Spirit, he so wants us to get this revelation, and we will, each one of us will, different level. It's who we are. It shifts us into a very powerful expression life, a different way of living. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ, and he's given him the highest rank above all others. And his fullness fills you. John 3:35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands. All things including, right, unlimited healing, unlimited authority over evil, unlimited authority over disease, unlimited authority over the restoration of all things in creation, unlimited resources, unlimited capacity to bring forth the fullness of the redemption of mankind, unlimited creative power. Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came to them and said, all authority, all power, and absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Final scripture, 1 John 4:17, all that Jesus is, so are we now in this world. Holy Spirit, Jesus wants you walking, knowing the power of the covenant that you are now in, knowing it, living in the benefits of it, living the way, walking in life the way he did, leaning, trusting in the Father, recognizing the absolute authority that Jesus has over every work of darkness, every sickness, all lack, resting in the reality of your identity, that you are a child of God, that you are the living image of God, that there's unlimited resources available to you of wisdom, of practical provision, of power and authority, now one with Christ. He wants you resting secure in your identity, confident in the resources, the supernatural resources made available to you, leaning into the one who is supreme and absolute authority. The inheritance of Jesus is all that I've just read and is now available to us. Oh, Holy Spirit. So let's receive each one of these items. Jesus. The first one being the robe. Wow. Jesus, I'll just give us some language here. Jesus, I receive the robe. I receive the robe. I thank you for the supernatural empowerment by your spirit inside of me right now to be able to walk at this next level as you walked, resting, leaning, trusting, continually in every situation I face, with every person in my life, every person I come into contact with. I thank you. The truth is, I am the head, not the tail. I am blessed. I am resourced. I am loved. Whew. By you, by the Father. Wow. 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 Thank you for opening up this realm of understanding to me of who you are as a servant king and supernaturally empowering me now to go and likewise wash the feet of others and reveal you to them. Wow. And release your spirit to them. I just really feel strongly to say this. Remember, when you see somebody behaving in a way that causes you to fear them, be offended by them, react to them, that's the bondage they're about to be set free from as you serve them and reveal the king. Reveal the king through serving, preferring your heart attitude in that servant posture of recognizing that they are kidnapped royalty, or they are limping along as royalty with pain and wounding. And you right now, as you wash their feet, as you choose to prefer them, you choose to serve them with your prayer and your love and your patience and your goodness and your kindness. In that moment, you're revealing God. You're releasing to them their inheritance. You're setting the captives free, which is the ministry of Jesus, right? He's continuing his ministry through us as we lean in, as we know who we are, as we trust and we rest. Whew, and we live from the privilege and the strength of our union. Wow. Who he is streams from our life, radiates out of all of us. Yes, we have different expressions, different unique expressions of life. But this is the calling on all of us to know him and to reveal him, to go and serve in the nations supernaturally, one person at a time. So we receive the robe, Jesus. We receive the supernatural increase now of the capacity to walk like you walked in the earth, resting and trusting and revealing the Father. Jesus, we receive the ring. Thank you for the security of heart that you're now activating inside of each one of us, that we will be stable, rooted and grounded and established in the understanding that we are children of God. We belong to the house of our Father, and there is unlimited resource available to us. We are royalty. Thank him. Just sit with him. Thank him. Your humility is agreeing with the truth of who he says you are. You are royalty. You always have been. You always will be. The enemy's just battered us with deception. All of that mist and bondage is clearing off the children of God now. Jesus, we receive your scepter. We thank you for an increased ability to extend your authority out into the world, to into every situation that needs your redemptive power to move into it, your healing to flow into it, your delivering anointing to break the bondage of the evil one off people's lives. Lord, from this moment on, I choose to no longer define people by the way they temporarily show up in life, but to remember that they are royalty and that I have the ability, because of your power and your love and your presence inside of me, to wash their feet, to pray for them, and to see them come free from the bondage that's destroying their life. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, Lord, I receive the silver trumpet and I repent for where my mouth has been used inappropriately. My mouth is a royal mouth. I have been predestined to speak your intention into being in the earth, and I will not compromise and use my mouth to release words of death and damage over another person's life. Remember, when we curse another, we're agreeing with the enemy's attitude towards that person, and we empower realms. Like I said, that's not to be making any of us feel condemned. It's the truth that liberates us, and the Lord wants us using our mouths now so he can turn up the volume to release life, to frame up reality according to his desire, to bring his kingdom on earth into every life. He wants heaven on earth. He wants the kingdom of God to be the experience of every life on this planet. And we have the privilege of partnering with him in that. So Jesus, we rededicate our mouths to be used for noble purposes, to speak forth your life, your word, your truth. Wow. Wow. So I rededicate my mouth now, and I break agreement with using my mouth inappropriately for gossip or slander or lies or critical judgment. And I say, Lord, from this moment on, I receive your grace to use my mouth to release life, to release your intention going forward from here. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. 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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is a new day for you. Thank you for the impartation. Thank you for the activation. Thank you for what you have just achieved in our lives. Thank you for the incredible bestowment of these gifts, this expansion of your grace moving in all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wow. Stay with him if you can. Stay with him. Listen to this a few times over until all of this just embeds and activates in your life. And it will, because this is what he's doing. You are his. You're his story. Amen. Have the most amazing week. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
Jesus said to me, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And he has. We now have people from all over the world as part of what has now become known as the International Mentoring Community, gathering together at his feet every week, and he is moving powerfully. And I want to invite you to come on this amazing journey together with us. Come and join the IMC.